From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The African-American church in the U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina, where nine people in a Bible study group were killed by a white shooter last week, is set to open today for a regular worship service. VOA's Jerome Sokolowski reports on the city of Charleston and what happened at Emmanuel AME Church.
It's known as the Holy City precisely because of churches like this one. But the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church is the oldest black church in the South.
Never. In a million years. Never.
Marlene Coakley Jenkins still can't believe it happened here or that her sister was among the victims.
Our message to our community, our home community, is we appreciate all the love and support. But truly speaking, we didn't expect any less because the people here are like the climate. We're warm, we're caring, we're loving.
This church has meant so much to the struggle for an America free of racial hatred. And now it's a tragic reminder that that struggle is not completely over. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Charleston, South Carolina.
Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have attacked a national intelligence agency compound in the capital, killing a security agent, wounding two others. Officials say at least three militants were killed in that assault. On Saturday, at least 15 Somali police officers were killed. It happened in a raid at a checkpoint in Afgoya, about 30 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. Violence is the latest by Al-Shabaab militants, focusing on government targets as they try to topple the government and create an Islamic State. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon marked World Refugee Day Saturday with a global call to remember the plight of nearly 60 million people forcefully displaced last year by conflict and persecution. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres spoke in Geneva.
Their numbers are growing and accelerating every single day on every continent. In 2014, an average of 42,500 people became refugees, asylum seekers, or internally displaced persons every single day. And that is four times more than just 4 years ago. These people rely on us for their survival and hope.
United Nations says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. UNHCR says if this were the population of a country, it would be the world's 24th largest. The United States on Saturday called on debt-ridden Greece to make some tough fiscal decisions, leading to a quick deal with international creditors to prevent the potential breakup of the 19-nation eurozone. The near-bankrupt Greek government needs to reach a deal by June 30th to avoid defaulting, on a loan repayment of $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. Athens also owes a $7.6 billion payment to the European Central Bank. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
We are dangerously close to a state of mind that accepts an accident. And I urge my colleagues not to fall prey to this state of mind. We can forge a good agreement. Our government is standing by with ideas and with the determination to cultivate the two forms of trust necessary to end this Greek drama.
Negotiations remain at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit of European leaders set for tomorrow in Brussels. South Korea reported three new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, today. Health Ministry also reported the death of a MERS patient, raising the death toll from the virus to 25. Nearly 170 people have been made ill by the virus, which cannot be controlled by any known vaccine. Elsewhere in the region, Thailand's prime minister has urged people not to panic after the country's first confirmed case of MERS was reported last week. And the sixth mass extinction period on Earth is underway, suggested by a new study from three leading U.S. universities, warning humans could be among the first affected. The last mass extinction killed off the dinosaurs 65 million years ago.
That's the latest world news from VOA.